Hello, this is Jim Person.
And I'm Amanda Novotny.
And we'd like to welcome you to the Fairfax County Pawcast. It's the podcast featuring news, stories, and events from the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. And on this edition of the Pawcast, we'll chat with the Animal Shelter Placement Coordinator, Amanda Novotny, the new voice you heard on our intro, about the difference between foster and rescue and why both programs are at the center of the shelter's life-saving efforts. We'll also hear about the shelter's upcoming celebration of National Feral Cat Day, and Amanda will talk about how you can help outdoor cats in your community. And finally, we'll talk about Lilo, who is our featured pet of the week. And first, we got to start with Amanda, who's on the show. Kristen, we won't say not no more, but not here today. You're our co-host on the show today.
I am.
You are. We're glad to have you with us today.
Thank you.
Let's learn a little bit about you before we dive too far into our show today. Understand you were with an organization called Alley Cat Allies.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that.
All right. Yeah. Alley Cat Allies is where I was before I came to Fairfax County. Mm-hmm. They are a national advocacy organization that's based just up the road in Bethesda, Maryland. They're a great national group who focuses all of their work on cats, both free-roaming cats and also pet cats. So they do a lot of great work for cats across the nation.
Okay. And you have been with the animal shelter just a very short time?
Yes, 2 months.
Okay,
that's
all right.
It.
The new placement coordinator. A little bit about you personally, history, where'd you come from, that kind of thing. Where have you lived, go to school, stuff like that?
Well, I call Raleigh, North Carolina, my hometown, so here's a shout-out to NC State. Lived in Raleigh, now I live in Maryland with my dog, 3 cats, a hamster named Ken, and my fiancé, Adam.
Okay. Last but not least, Adam. We'll throw him in there for that guy. But all right. Well, let's get to the show. We're going to talk a lot about the shelter and the placement aspects, that kind of stuff. So I guess a question to kind of start off with is, how do you know or how do you decide when an animal might need to go to foster care?
Gotcha.
That type of thing.
It's mostly needs-based. So when we have an animal come in that's too young to go on the adoption floor, or a nursing or pregnant mother animal, also just animals who need a break from shelter life. You know, our shelter is really awesome. It's brand new pretty much, and we take great care of our animals. But the shelter's not just a place for any animal. Like, sometimes they just don't do well there, and they just need a break, and that's where the foster homes come in.
Okay. What's the difference? How would you describe the foster home kind of situation versus having to send an animal to one of the shelter's rescue partners?
All right. So rescue means that another group is basically taking control of that animal. They're taking custody. So they will handle all the basic needs of that animal, you know, food and water, as well as any medical needs that animal has. And they'll work on finding that animal a permanent home. Mm. Whereas foster, the animal is basically like a boomerang. So they go out to foster and we take care of all their medical needs, provide the foster home with food and water, our food for that animal. But we know that eventually that animal will come back to the shelter to find its permanent home.
Hmm. Okay. So animal shelter placement coordinator, you're obviously in charge of getting the animals placed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, big job, because the animal shelter is very successful in placing animals out in the community. Are there a couple of placement situations that maybe have been the most challenging or fun in your short time here?
I could talk for probably like 2 hours about this.
Okay.
There's been a number of different challenging ones and also some really fun ones already in my short time there. For instance, we had a cat named Harry who was just not doing well in the shelter.
Right.
I mean, our cat condos are very nice, but he looked adorable in there. But as soon as you opened it, he would lay his ears back and maybe hiss and swat. So he wasn't having a very fun time. So I put out a rescue call or a foster call, and we had this great foster step up, and she took Harry into her home, and pretty much overnight he became this little cuddle monster. He would lay on her bed and lay on her pillows, and she happily ended up adopting Harry. That worked out well. We also recently sent 5 guinea pigs to foster.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it's not just cats and dogs.
Okay.
These poor little guinea pigs had mites, and so they needed to go to a foster home so they could have a bath once a week.
Oh, wow.
So we had an awesome foster home who stepped forward and took all 5 5 little pigs to her house, and she cared for them for the last 5 weeks.
Right.
They just got back to the shelter yesterday, and now they're available for adoption.
That's a nice little plug there.
Yeah,
nice
thank
little
you.
Plug. Good job. Good job. Watch out, Kristen. You have some some competition here for host. Okay, so finding places for the animals to go. Fun, exciting, good work. But, you know, there's challenges. There's got to be tough parts of it, too. Is there a toughest part that you could put your finger on about finding a place for animals?
Well, a lot of our foster homes, maybe understandingly, already have animals of their own. So they just want to help all the animals, and they have their own pets. So sometimes it's kind of a balance of, yes, they want to help, but finding the right animal to send into their home, whether it be like dogs that might not get along with other dogs, or maybe we have a sick animal who needs to get out of the shelter to get better, and so the fosterer can't have any other pets. So that's kind of a tough part. And then one tough part that I've been surprised by is that oftentimes I have more fosterers step forward than I have animals available for foster.
That's a good problem.
It is. It's great. You know, if I send out a call for 5 kittens who need a foster home, I'll have 10 people answer. So that's been tough, but like really awesomely surprising.
Right.
So,
but that still doesn't mean that we don't need foster families.
Exactly.
Because like you said, situations are so
tough
and really dependent upon the particulars of that animal.
Yes, definitely.
How many foster families are there with the shelter? Is there a number you could put your finger on?
Yes. There are over 130 foster families with the shelter, which is awesome. We just did our last orientation last month, and we had about 30 people come to learn about fostering with the shelter, and I expect to invite about 40 to this month.
Wow.
So, yeah.
How would, if a family is interested, or, or a person, doesn't have to be a family, I'm thinking.
Right.
How would they, I mean, if they're interested in becoming a foster, how would they go about doing that? Is there an application they have to fill out? Do they have to just call and start the process, email?
That's a great question. So the application is on our website, fairfaxcounty.gov/animal shelter, and you'll see a big box that says foster. The first step is an online application. You get to tell us a little bit about yourself, how many animals you have, what you're interested in fostering, and then you'll get an email from me inviting you to the next foster orientation, and then you'll learn all about it, and we kind of just go from there.
And the orientations, you're planning to have those every month or as needs arise or whatever?
About every month, but if, you know, we have a ton of people apply, we might need to have them more often.
Well, put you to work.
Yeah.
So we've heard a couple of situations about animals going to foster. It's not just dogs and cats. Are there other kinds of animals that maybe usually get sent out to foster or rescue?
Yes, we have a lot of different animals at the shelter. And basically, if an animal needs to go to foster, then it can. So any animal that we have at the shelter is eligible. So dogs, cats, of course. We also have guinea pigs and rabbits and other small animals like hamsters and rats. We did actually send a pair of female rats to foster because we thought they might be pregnant. So it was a pregnancy watch.
Right.
They were not pregnant, and they got returned to the shelter by their foster and were adopted just a few days later.
Okay.
But yeah, any of the animals we have are eligible.
Yeah. You know, I'm sitting here thinking, I'd be a little concerned about being a foster because I might wind up with that animal.
That's fine.
Of course it is. But is that, there's not an expectation for someone, if they're going to be a foster, that they keep the animal that they foster?
Definitely not. I mean, we know it happens. That's actually called foster failures.
Okay.
It has a name. It's a real thing. So it does happen. Sometimes foster families, they have this animal in their home, and they just can't picture not having the animal. So it does happen, but there's absolutely no expectation that that is what's going to happen.
Yeah. Okay. We're on the podcast, and we're talking with Amanda Novotny, the shelter placement coordinator at the Animal Shelter, and we've talked about some of the highs and the lows and the job of placement and foster and all that kind of stuff. But I guess put you on the spot. Can you put your finger on or describe the best part about being the shelter placement coordinator?
Man. That's a good question.
Being on the podcast, I'm sure.
Yeah, yes, that's definitely up there. Top 5 at least.
At least.
Let's see, the best part. So there's two things, and I keep giving two-part answers to your questions.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's okay.
The first one is definitely related to the animals. So we see animals who are great, they're going to be great pets, but they're just not doing well in the shelter environment. And it's so great to see these animals be sent to a foster home and then get pictures from the foster families of the animal being happy and calm and just loving life in the foster home. So seeing those animals basically do a 180 in their foster home is awesome.
Right.
My second favorite part of my job is all the people that I get to work with. All of my coworkers are awesome, and it's just so inspiring every day to come into work and see them working so hard for the animals. You know, our front desk staff, our adoptions counselors, the caretakers who see to the daily needs of the animals, the outreach team, which is my team, and then the animal control officers. Yeah. They're all just really, really great people to work with.
Okay. Good team of human and animal.
Yeah, exactly. And the foster families. Right. All of them are great as well. Yeah. So it's kind of our extended family.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Before we move on to a couple of other key points of the show we want to hit, you talked a little bit about the cats that you have, and I think you're kind of a cat person, obviously, being with the Alley Cat Allies.
True.
Give you 30 seconds and just, you know, free form talk about cats, why you like them. I assume they're maybe do you have a favorite? Are cats your favorite?
Yes, but don't tell the dogs or other animals. Cats are my favorite. I have 3 cats of my own. I just think, you know, cats are great. They're independent and sometimes clingy, and they do each have their own personalities. So I know people always think that about dogs, but cats are the same. You know, they all have their own individual personalities, and they're funny. So, yes, I have 3 cats, and they're all great, and I love all cats.
Right. Okay. Well, speaking of cats, we'll transition into National Feral Cat Day.
Yep.
Ask you the W's. What's the who, what, when, where, why? just tell me about National Feral Cat Day.
So National Feral Cat Day is it falls on October 16th of every year, and this is actually, I believe, the 13th anniversary of National Feral Cat Day.
Lucky 13.
Yep. So for our National Feral Cat Day event at the Fairfax County Animal Shelter, we are hosting a free TNR workshop.
Okay.
So TNR stands for Trap, Neuter, Return.
Perfect. I was going to ask you to explain that.
Yep. And anyone is invited. So if you want to learn more about community cats, those cats that you might see outside, come to our workshop. It'll be October 16th at 7 p.m. held at the shelter in our new training room.
Okay. Cool deal.
So, yeah.
And keeping with the cat theme, I think our featured pet Lilo is a cat. Is that correct?
She is a cat.
All right. what can you sell our listeners on about Lilo so that she won't be at the shelter much longer?
Well, we talked about cats having each, you know, their own individual personalities, and Lilo definitely has her own personality. She is a very small, all-white cat with these lovely green eyes, and she has a kind of a raspy meow, and she's friendly until she doesn't want to be friendly, and then she'll let you know.
I am too.
The little swat on your hand. But she's one of those cats who just, the shelter environment isn't quite for her, so she doesn't necessarily show her best at the shelter. But I think she'll do great in a home. She'll be just a lovely cat to have in your family.
Okay.
And she's been there for quite a while. Yeah. So she's really looking forward to having her own home and family.
Okay. So if you're listening right now and you'd like to have a cat in your house, come in and specifically ask for Lilo.
Yes.
And I think it's important for all of our listeners to really think about going to the shelter during this particular time, because the shelter's pretty full right now.
Yep, we are. And this is an even better time to come to the shelter for cats, because October is Meowloween.
I was going to let you say that. Kristen always sticks me with the, you know, Meowloween and Catter Days and all those
that
kind
was
of
things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, October all month long is Meowloween. So we have Catter Days.
That's right. Instead of Saturdays, it's Catter Days.
Always.
Right?
If you have a cat related question, you can come to the shelter between noon and 4 on Saturdays and ask one of our cat experts. We have $5 Feline Fridays. So on Fridays, there will be $5 adoption fees on all cats 6 months and older. And if you adopt a cat that is black or orange, or black and orange, or probably black and orange and white, any combination.
Right. The Halloween colors.
Exactly. You'll get a free gift bag that has a lot of fun things.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
We're on the Animal Shelter Podcast, and again, Amanda Novotny has been our co-host with us this week. An absolute pleasure, Amanda, and I think you passed your test this week, and we look forward to maybe having you back on again.
Excellent.
Kristen has competitions, or maybe I have competition. It'll be Kristen and Amanda.
Yeah, move over.
That's right. Final thoughts from you. Anything we haven't touched on, talked on, ask you about the shelter or placement, a foster's rescue or anything like that. Just give you the final word.
Just an invitation to anyone who's interested in fostering, please do apply to foster and come on out to an orientation. It's a lot of fun, and it really is great to see the animals go to foster. Mm-hmm. A couple more plugs about the type of foster. Sure. We also offer some short-term foster opportunities, such as weekend fostering for dogs, get them out of the shelter for the weekend. Yeah. And also we do power hour dog fostering.
Okay.
So if you get an hour lunch break, come to the shelter, you can check out a dog, hang out with him for an hour, and then bring him on back.
Yeah, and then
fun stuff.
Then bring your family back over the weekend and take them home with you.
Yeah, that's totally not our goal.
No, totally not. Totally not. Just subliminal messages here, folks. Subliminal. Okay. Unfortunately, Amanda's going to do it for us for the time that we've got on the Animal Shelter Podcast. Want to thank everybody for listening. And seriously, remember, if you or your family are looking for a cat or a dog or rabbit, guinea pig, whatever, come to the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. As we said, now is the perfect time because there are a lot of animals there waiting. Best friend waiting for you right there. So come by 4500 West Ox Road, Fairfax. Shelter open Tuesdays through Fridays, noon to 7 p.m., and on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And for more Fairfax County Animal Shelter news and events, visit us online at fairfaxcounty.gov/animalshelter, and be sure to check out the calendar of events located on the site. You can also call us at 703-830-1100, extension 2, or email us at fcpdpetresources@fairfaxcounty.gov, and we'll try to answer all your questions.
Awesome. Be sure to follow the Animal Shelter on many social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Get the latest shelter news, events, and success stories. And, of course, for lots of great visuals, find the Animal Shelter on Channel 16 for the program Tips and Tales. I want to thank you for listening to the Animal Shelter Podcast, produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia Government.